As we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to Genesis chapter 43, verse 30. Here's what it says. Deeply moved at the sight of his brother, Joseph hurried out and looked for a place to weep. He went into a private room and he wept there. The birth of Joseph's brother was bittersweet. The new life cost his mother hers. As Rachel was dying, she named her second son Ben-Oni, meaning son of my trouble. But her husband, Jacob, renamed him Ben-Yamin, son of my right hand. But then life separated the brothers. Joseph had been sold into slavery, sent to prison, and through God's intervention, now was placed in charge of Egypt, second in power only to Pharaoh. When his brothers came to buy food in the midst of a famine, Joseph went to great lengths to make sure Benjamin was well treated. In the process, he was overcome with emotion. Woven into the story of God's sovereign work that saved and secured the nation of Israel, we see the overwhelming emotion of two brothers being reunited. God's word is simply amazing. Throughout Scripture, God shows us that He is powerful and He's personal. The Bible is His story in the realness and rawness of human life. And don't forget, He's still at work in the realness and rawness of your life today. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for the reminder that you are just as much at work in my life when I'm weeping as you are when I'm worshiping. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.